Texas Democrat Senate candidate James Tallarico campaigns on raising taxes. By Hannah Knudsen on August 31, 2026. Texas Senate hopeful James Tallarico is now openly campaigning on raising Americans' taxes. Facing polls indicating his support has topped out and doubts from fellow Democrats who do not believe he has what it takes to excite minority communities, Tallarico is now openly campaigning on raising taxes on Americans. "I've told every wealthy person I've come across in this race. If you're okay with getting taxed more, if you're okay with me limiting your influence in politics, you are welcome to join this movement that we are building," he said, thanking billionaire entrepreneur Mark Cuban for being part of it. Tallarico's campaign platform includes plans to create what he described as a fairer tax system. "Make giant corporations and the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share of taxes. That way, we can cut taxes for working families and small businesses," he claims, a promise that leftists often make but never deliver on for hard-working Americans. His campaign website claims that he is interested in making billionaires pay their fair share in taxes, including by imposing a higher tax on their income and capital gains and ending the dubious buy, borrow, die loopholes that billionaires use to grow untaxed wealth. He also wants to raise the corporate tax rate while standing up against what he described as a tax against SNAP and WIC, but are actually the efforts of the Trump administration to root out fraud, waste, and abuse in these programs. So while Tallarico's rhetoric points to only taxing the wealthy, he actively opposed the Big, Beautiful Bill, which kept tax cuts in place for middle-class Americans and included added benefits like no tax on tips or overtime. If this had not passed, tax brackets would have returned to pre-2018 levels. Tallarico claimed of the legislation, in that big ugly bill, "They gutted our health care, they defunded schools, and they did all that to cut taxes for their donors. So, when you're doing the people's business instead of your donors' business, you fight for things like I've fought for at the state capitol." Recently, Tallarico said he chose to run for the U.S. Senate instead of completing his ordination as part of his seminary journey, describing his campaign as another form of ministry. "And when we're out here and we're giving hope to people who have been starved of hope, when we bring people together who normally wouldn't be together, it does feel like we're doing some kind of ministry," Tallarico said. Notably, Tallarico has a controversial history spiritually, referring to God as non-binary without offering context or acknowledging that God uses masculine pronouns to reveal himself. And when he delivered the invocation on the floor of the Texas House of Representatives, he closed the prayer not in the name of Jesus but in all your many names, not referencing biblical names for God like Yahweh Nisi, the Lord is my banner, or Yahweh Shalom, the Lord is peace, but pagan entities or names observed in religions such as Hinduism and Islam. Watch.